Is that the mother you banged?
My mom.
Oh, your regular mom.
My mom.
What just happened?
It's not the same one.
Did you say banging your mom?
Wait, I'm trying to get a slide. All right, there we go. Had to try to get us live on the Instagram as well. All right. What's up, everyone? Good afternoon. Welcome to, it might as well be Tuesdays at Get Fat.
Tuesdays continued.
Yeah. You know, it's
the basement edition.
What is it? Leap day or something stupid like that. So sure. I'm like, well, you know what? We need to have a beer for leap day.
Whoop, whoop.
Cheers, everybody.
Cheers.
To the Spanish Kings.
But Matt's very, very crowded upstairs because who's playing the Beacon tonight? Susan?
Tedeschi Trucks Band.
Tedeschi Trucks is playing
Man,
the Beacon.
It's smelly up there.
So obviously they're a drinking crowd because the bar's already crowded. Matt's like, why don't we go down to the basement?
Warm down here, too.
It's really warm. We might have to move into your giant cooler.
I'm going to have to move in to take my pants off.
We got Josh. What is Josh saying? Greg Oberhughes, birthplace, parts unknown. No, man, I was born in Astoria, Queens. Where were you born, Matt?
In the Catskills.
Oh, that's right. Mm-hmm. Catskills.
Mm-hmm. Catskills.
Mountain boy.
That's right.
Now a farmer.
I'm not a fish.
I don't.
You don't know how to fish, though? Oh, God.
I do know how. Whatever. I just don't want to.
You were conceived at Mount Airy Lodge with the heart-shaped cups.
That might have been it.
Oh, wow.
On Valentine's Day.
On Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
You think
my birthday is 9 months and a day after Valentine's.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Good job, Mom and Dad.
Scott, so romantic. Scott Watson's in the corner, and he just said that, I don't know if you heard it, but Matt was conceived in one of those heart-shaped, what is it, a tub?
Yeah, a hot tub.
Mount Air, beautiful Mount Airy Lodge.
Look, I'll do stupid shit. I'll take a dump at the Port Authority, no problem. But I would never get into a heart-shaped tub in Mount Airy Lodge.
It's got that nice film on top.
Oh, of course it has the film on
yeah,
top.
Yeah, those are my siblings.
Your siblings are floating on top? But you're trying to tell me, so you were conceived, I mean, you were born 9 months.
And a day.
And a day after Valentine's
Day. Yeah.
Damn it.
Uh-huh.
I was, uh-huh. I'm a P-Town conceiver.
Say again?
I'm a P-Town.
Have another beer!
I've only had one sip so far. Now, what's the all the way at the end of Cape Cod? Is that Provincetown?
Provincetown.
So back in the day, that's where my parents went for their honeymoon. And I was absolutely... I was absolutely conceived in Provincetown all the way at the end of Cape Cod because just like you... Like 9 months after their honeymoon, I was brought into this world to be a pain in the ass. Cheers. Cheers
to everybody. Not a lot of kids being conceived in Provincetown these days.
Not a lot of kids being conceived in Provincetown. Oh, that's right. Scott Watson. Scott Watson is a meat and potatoes guy. He just wants his meat. He wants his potatoes, and that is it. Was it at the beautiful Mount Airy Lodge? Yeah, we went over that. Sharma. Have you ever gone to one of those joints?
I've seen them.
You ever go cheesy?
Well, I mean, I've definitely gone cheesy in the past.
I don't. I don't think I've ever gone cheesy.
But not in the Catskills.
Are you podcasting from a kidnapping? This is my brother. My brother's checking it. What's up? I guess we should mention that this is the basement of Get Fats on the Upper West Side because Matt actually has a crowd. And he's like, you know, can we do it?
I don't
in the
want
basement?
Anybody to see us.
You don't want anyone
no,
to see us?
No, I don't
us?
Want our fine patrons to know that we do this here.
But the basement is awesome. Why don't we start a card game? Why don't we start some illegal gambling down here?
No way.
What?
No
what?
Way.
What?
No illegal anything.
What?
No way on live internet.
We could set up a card table. Well, it's so obvious that there's been a card table on these empty kegs. Why else are they here?
Perfectly spaced.
I wonder why we have a murder room, too.
We got a murder room. Do you still fly fish, Ope? A little bit. I mean, I haven't done it in a few years, but I love the fly fishing. What kind of fishing have you done, Matt?
Bass.
Bass fishing.
Bass fishing.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah, in the streams, in the rivers, and that sort of thing. I don't know. I've seen these guys like you standing on the shore with them launching it out.
What's wrong with that?
I don't know.
You don't launch it out. The fish are right there in the waves. Yeah. This is what you do with surf casting. Whoop. whoop. That's all you do.
That's why I don't do it.
All the other,
you make that noise.
Well, all the other idiots.
Well, I guess I can make the noise. I should try.
All the other idiots are like, I want to catch a big fish. So they cast it as far as they can. And guess what? Nothing. They have the same bait all day. And I'm just pulling in monsters. Scott Watson knows.
I know.
He knows. Mm-hmm. But no, I don't. I want to fly fish. Where Matt has like his farm, I'm sure there's some good fly fishing up there.
Well, it's not far from where fly fishing started, huh?
Roscoe. But you're close to Roscoe?
Not real close, but it's in the same neck of the woods, general area.
Have you been to the Roscoe Diner?
I sure have. I used to go there every other week.
I brought my family there last May. We went to Niagara Falls for my son's 13th birthday, and we stopped at the Roscoe Diner. And they had a lovely leak leaking right onto my omelet.
On the omelet?
Pretty much.
All right. Pretty much.
And they're like, sorry.
I can see it from over here.
And instead of going, how about we move tables? They're like, and they got a bucket.
So I'm eating put a bucket on your omelet?
right on the table. Right on the table. And I'm like,
yummy.
Oh. Could you break out some of those old beers? Not to drink. I don't need
it. Yeah, can you, man?
No, we don't have to open it up.
No, we don't have to.
All right, because if we're in the basement, Matt has a collection of really, really old and special beers with a lot of dust on them. Any ghosts in that basement? LOL. Maybe in that room right there. We call that the murder room.
Here's a couple of fun ones.
Ooh. So Matt obviously knows his beer, and he also collects shit. And every once in a while, we drink one of these.
Yeah, we should start that again.
Yeah? Yeah. I'll do it anytime.
This is the Hansen's Oudeheuze Lambic. This one's probably, I would say, 12 years old.
There's the label. This is a 12-year? Belgian?
I'll have to double-check it, but
Belgian, obviously.
These are 12 to 15.
That one's a 2010.
Yeah. Rodenbach, one of the original sour beers. 2010 vintage.
What do you mean that one of the original sour beers?
So this one, it's a Flemish red ale.
Okay.
That gets aged in these 18,000 liter oak vats for 18 months.
Nice.
And it goes in as this pale beer, and then it comes out a red sour from the charred oak.
Is it tasty?
It's incredible. It's the first Belgian beer I ever had. Before I went to Belgium.
Are we drinking that today?
We
might
do that. And this one's for Ron if he shows up.
I don't want to tempt you. What is that?
Fucking pumpkin beer.
Oh, God.
For the pumpkin.
Pumpkin lambic.
We can talk about Ronnie's not here. Good old pumpkin head Ron the waiter. We got a beer for you. What is it called?
Pumpkin lambicus from Timmermans.
I bet you it tastes pretty good, though.
It does, actually. All right. So it's not really for him. It's too nice.
All right. I guess if we collect, $100 of Super Chats today, you'll open up one of these bad boys?
Then we'll smash one of these.
Then we'll smash one? All right.
It will launch it in the murder room, see what happens.
All right. We got a guest. He's in the murder room. He's just finishing up. He had to sit there for 15 straight minutes. Should we bring him on to the live stream from the basement at Gephardt's?
Present him with his pumpkin beer.
Leslie Larson. Hi, everyone. Hi, Leslie. We got a mystery guest coming out of the murder room.
Help! Help!
You know that works.
Mommy,
he's down wrong.
Yes. Where am I? Hey, Ron, go in the room. It'll be funny. It's not funny. I'm in a dark, damp room. I got asbestos in me now.
Here's Ron. Here's Ron.
Right. Great joke, Opie.
That's how it all started.
There's lawyers all over the TV that'll take care of you. Yeah, don't give me COVID again, Ron the waiter.
Anything for comedy. All I can taste is rust and moisture.
That room is scary, right? What is that room? It's like an old ice box, I think, from the turn of the century.
No, I don't know. I think it's a smuggler's haven.
Smuggler's Haven, even. But why would you put a door on the Smuggler's Haven? Wouldn't you like hide the door? Oh, you put the door there. Ronnie, Jesus. I guess you're happy to see me. Oh, my God, dude. Whoa. What the heck, man?
Did you just break your other ribs?
Yeah. Pumpkin beer. Oh, Baby Albatross Music is not a fan of the pumpkin beer. Some of the pumpkin beers, I gotta be honest, they're not bad, man.
Well, they're pumpkin pie beers mostly because they spice them with all the
no, I don't like
general I like pumpkin pie spice. Yeah, no, all no, spice. No, no.
They've gotten crazy and they put like cinnamon on the rim of the.
But there's a few that are just brewed with straight pumpkin and they're like they
don't spice. Yeah, just a base. Sweet. Yes, yes.
The it's number one gourdy. Beer with a fruit in it is grapefruit.
For you, yeah?
Well, no, I'm saying that's well, the number
one. The number one beer.
No, for like fruit or pumpkin. I'm saying,
yeah, beer alone.
Dude, do not talk.
You know
about
what we do with Schopfer-Hoffer? All right, so we keep them warm here, and if our staff is late, we make them chug it before they're allowed to sign in.
That's awesome.
And it's punishment. So most people aren't late to work. That shit sucks, especially when it's warm.
Good afternoon, man cavers. I don't man cave.
You are currently doing so.
I don't man. This is not a man cave. Is this a man cave?
This is manner than most of them.
Do you have a man cave?
I have a bar in my barn.
That's all right.
So I would call it a cave.
If you have a bar, that's a man cave. If you have a bar.
No, a bar in a barn is not a man cave.
Because I associate that with the basement of the home, right? Yes. We're like, don't send the kids down until the lights are off.
That's daddy's place. You're not allowed down there. I'm not allowed down
there. You have some neon signs on the wall that work.
He wants to hang out.
That's a man cave.
It's a bar.
Yeah, it's a man cave.
He wants to hang out with dudes.
We're gonna.
You have a dot board?
It's
a man cave. It's a man cave.
A dartboard and a shooting gallery.
Oh, it's a man cave.
An actual shooting gallery?
Oh, yeah. Foosball?
Slide the.
In the barn?
Dude, you have a.
Slide the barn door over.
You have like a ridiculous.
And the neighbor's cows are right there.
No.
Get out of here.
No, stop. Stop. A man cave is in your stupid basement, but if you're like having cool shit in a barn, that's not a man cave, Ron.
Thanks.
There's a big difference.
You're the man cave. Sorry, I did not have a tickle cough until I went in there. I now have a fucking tickle cough, and I can't even see it. I was in the darkness for so long. You know what I mean? I can't even everything's a blur.
Why do you call it a tickle cough?
Because there was a little hole.
No, because I got fucking rust and asbestos and probably poisonous spirits.
You know what that's called? It's called a cough.
No, you can feel the dampness in that room. It's like
I got a tickle cough.
I think something touched me in there.
Yeah,
I believe it.
No, I'm not joking. It may have been a rat because there's a big rat trap in there.
No, there's no rats.
There's no rats. You don't want to talk about rats with a bar.
Well, you know what it is. No, that's true. But you know what it is. When I came out,
there really
of
is no rat traps.
There
in
is no.
Joint.
And by the way, if there was any rodents, I would have been screaming. I'm one of those guys. I don't like bugs. I'm a screamer. I really am. But when I, you know what I felt like when I came out of that dock? You know what I felt like when I came out of that dock fucking tunnel?
Yeah.
Those fucking Orthodox Jews. You know what I mean?
Wait, Ron.
You can just say family.
Breathe. I know you're breathing in asbestos.
I'm just glad to be out in the light.
But you just gave me so much stuff. Like, you're scared. Who's scared of bugs?
I am.
Bugs are easy.
Dude, I go nuts, dude. I actually like.
What
like
bugs scare you?
No, like if I'm. Dude, I have a basement apartment, so like I have.
Spiders?
No, I have.
Silverfish?
I don't know what a silverfish
is. Cockroach is a little creepy. Cockroaches are creepy.
Oh, it's gross. My daughter was eating her bugs. She dropped it on the floor, picked it up, and ate it.
Nice.
I'm a floor big, bugs. Ew,
dude! I'm a big fan of eating stuff that falls on the floor.
Roaches don't exist in basement apartments because the spiders and the centipedes eat them. I swear to God, I've never seen a roach in my life. Spiders
roaches
and centipedes.
Roaches are trying to figure out what an apartment is.
But my whole family screams when they see a bug, and I just go over and pick it up with my stupid fingers.
No.
Sometimes I'll eat it just in front of them
for fun. Yeah. I'm not even hungry.
No, I'm not. All you guys need now is Marcellus for your Pulp Fiction basement reunion scene. That's a funny line.
Well, so I said that. So his new name is Gimp.
Well, why aren't you laughing at my brother's Pulp Fiction line, Scott?
Oh, that was your brother. All right.
We got one of your family members listening.
We can add the laugh track.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah.
Man of extremes. Opie is either in a classy high-rise or the basement from Silence of the Lambs. Yes. We said if we get $100 in super chats, we're opening up. Which one are we opening up?
We're gonna open the Rodenbach.
All right, so $45 to our goal. And then we're going to open it. That's the first beer you ever drank too, right? You said?
It's the version of it. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, I found out I was going to be an exchange student. And my mother went to the grocery store and said, oh, a Belgian beer. She grabbed Rodenbach.
Is that the mother you banged?
My mom.
Oh, your regular mom.
My mom. She
is hot. What's just happening?
It's not the same one.
Did you say banging your mom? What am I missing?
He banged one of his moms.
I was in that room for so long. I was there for so long. You're now with your mother?
Well, we'll tell you when you're older, okay?
Oh, my God.
No.
We'll tell you.
What happened to the girl from
Indonesia?
Anyway,
the beer was wonderful.
The girl from Indonesia is no more?
We forgot about the beer.
All right, let me. Yeah. Wait.
And now Indonesia's coming out.
Wait, so your mom.
My mother.
Your mother.
My mother was like, oh, he's going to Belgium, so let's get him a Belgian beer. And we'll know what he's getting into. And it was Rodenbach.
But she had no idea what you were
getting into. She had no idea what I was going to get into.
Because then he went over there as an exchange student, and you banged your host mom.
I did.
There you go.
It happens. Yeah, it was quality.
That's badass.
From here, it looks like I'm on a two-seater bicycle with
him. I don't even think I'm...
Doesn't it?
It looks like they're
like sitting tandem.
Just sit there like this.
Honestly, dude.
We're on one of those.
They're tandem in the basement again.
look at us.
We're on one of those.
Let's go to the farmer's market, Opie.
We're on one of those Wildwood boardwalk bikes.
Yeah.
I'll try.
You're making bobsled.
Nice. All right, listen. You said it. Was she hot? It doesn't. Honestly, that story is so cool. I don't even care if she was hot.
And yes.
She was.
Oh, yeah.
And how old were you? 17, 18?
18.
Oh, so you were just full of.
I was fresh. I was fresh.
You were just.
So cute.
Well, you had sex at that age?
At my age, like, at 18?
Yeah, were you a virgin or something?
No. Ron, most people had sex before they were around the age of 18.
No, nah, dude, I was a late bloomer.
we learned.
You just came out of there?
Dude, we learned he's never had sex. Because we asked him about his first time, and his story was very vague.
That's right. Got us in trouble for a few minutes.
Very vague. John Quartz, $10, chipping in for the beer opening.
Thanks, John.
Wait, what are we up to? 10, 45,
55 bucks.
All right.
45 more.
Now I know what we have to do with Super Chats. You got to kind of like put little goals.
Yeah. Empty. Put drinking goals for ourselves on there.
All right. I like that. Oh, yeah. We're getting closer. $10 from Josh Bruin.
Maybe we should bring out some whiskey, too. What? All right. $2.50, and we'll drink this bottle of whiskey.
Empty.
Scott Arsenal, $9.99. Good to see you all in this, in the basement of Get Parts. All right. Another 10. What are we up to?
$64.99.
$64.99?
$65.
Let's round it off. 65. Go get a beer, Ron.
No, I want that beer.
It's got to get cold first.
We didn't get to 100, Ron.
I'm trying to motivate people.
Yeah?
I got the shakes now.
Yeah, he's gonna fall off his broken stool.
Ron, what have you been up to since we saw you last?
Definitely not touching one of those.
It's been a while.
Yeah, it's been a while because you gave me COVID. Thank you for that. That was 2 weeks of hell with me and my family.
Was that when you were coughing?
Yes! It's literally on camera!
I can't.
It was literally on camera, and then I was gone for 2 weeks because the whole family got COVID where none of us could make a meal.
I can't give you COVID. I've never had COVID ever. How can I give you COVID?
You never had sex either.
But I can't give you an STD, you see?
Yeah, you're a virgin that has never had COVID. That's just weird.
I'm pure.
Yeah. What have you been up to, man? Doing your comedy, and you used to be a big time dealer in New York City. What? Oops.
So,
oopsie.
Before COVID, I wasn't Ron. Like, there was a time where I wasn't Ron the waiter.
Get out.
There was a time where I was
Ron the busboy.
I was
Ron the bar back.
Ron, get out.
A boy can dream. I made it all the way up to waiter, and then I OD'd in the bathroom and they fired me. You're a weird dude, Ron.
I started off as a porter. No. So at one point I wasn't Ron the waiter, I was Ron the drug dealer.
Okay.
Listen, this is how it.
Ron,
it's
you've
really
gotten
innocent.
Me kicked off a lot of social media in the last few months. So just talk vague. Everyone understands.
So my cousin was one of the top photographers in New York City, and his guy, where he would get his herb from, his name is Richie, a Chinese guy.
I didn't have a job at the time. I needed a job. So my cousin goes, hey, can I stop you
for a second? Because that's just too funny. Eddie Edwards, Ron is a poor man's Joe Pesci. Sorry, Ron. I didn't want you to hear that. But you decided to get out of the murder room.
I hear Joe Pesci, the voice, all the time.
I didn't want to get on it, but hold on. Let me put it on the
But nobody ever told him they thought he was funny.
Oh, wow.
I'm going back into the darkness.
That's funny. So you had a cousin.
Okay, so here's the deal. So
I got bored with your story. So what happened?
So I ended up selling
weed.
I ended up selling weed for 3 years. Wow. So I would work from like 2-3 p.m. to 11 p.m. And if
you had an actual shift in 8 hours.
Yes, it was like, dude, it was like really organized.
Like, I'm not even trying to make
I'm not joking. It was so organized.
I just thought if you were a dealer, you just like willy-nilly.
No, I...
Willy-nilly, I'll sell for a
while.
You had an actual...
No, I had a boss. Like, I had...
You had a boss
and you had to do
8 hours.
I had two Chinese bosses. They're American
Chinese.
The
HR department.
I've known this guy.
HR.
Hold your hands up. You have all your digits. Not Yakuza, right?
How'd you get out, man?
I got arrested and I was in the tunes for 36 hours. So long story short,
yeah, right.
If one day, so I worked 5 days a week, you get $15 an hour.
Stop, Ron, I'm really good at this. You don't jump ahead. So you had an 8 hour shift, right?
Yes.
I hate when people give me really good shit and then they just babble. Babble, babble, babble. I don't think the fun parts are.
Ron, I'm really good at this.
All right, you had an 8 hour shift. No, that's where it's interesting to me. So walk me through the day. You had 8 hours,
like 15 minute break.
Yeah. No, how did your 8 hours?
Okay, so I would meet him in Union Square.
Okay.
And I would be at the bodega where there was chair, whatever. And then he would text me and say, I'm around the corner in front of this number, and I would go into the car with him. And he would give me a phone, and then he would give me a bag. And the bag had, like, 20 canisters, like little, like they call them plastic coffins. By the way, all high-end weed, super high-end weed. And those were $50. And then I had 8 plastic bags of Ace that were going for $130.
Oh, my God.
And he would give me that.
Right.
And the phone.
He'd kick you out of the car and say, if you got time to lean, you got time to clean.
And then always
would see you at 4:30.
And then there'd always be, because it's the beginning of the shift, there'd always be 3 or 4 orders already. So he may drive you to a few. So, and they never reimbursed me for public transportation. So
well,
I had.
Did you keep your receipts, Ron?
They don't do that. There's no HR department. So. I had
going to admin.
By the way, I had to accrue all the costs. So if I'm on the east side, I'm literally taking express buses up and down 1st and 2nd Avenue. If I'm on the west side, I'm taking the
That's
subway.
How you got to – okay.
So
you
I'm literally – I'm traveling on express buses.
But how are you getting the orders?
Okay, so –
okay, this is a long time ago, so –
So
the phone wasn't
as easy. He gives me a phone, and this is literally how it would work. I would get a text and it would give me the address, and then I would have to respond by saying, okay. And then I would go there. And then as soon as I leave, the protocol was finished. And then he would either give me another address or say, find a place to chill in the area. So if I was on the east side on a Monday,
I was on the
west side on a Tuesday.
Idea.
So literally I was never the same side 2 days in a row.
Right.
Because these guys were really cautious. These guys were like Chinese mafia. Like these guys were like serious about it. By the way, the guy, his name was Richie, obviously, like Richie Rich. Obviously it's not his name. He was like very scary Chinese guy. And the other guy, Joe.
I would assume his name was actually Litchie.
Yeah. I would assume the Chinese guy wasn't named Richie.
Yeah. I was so naive. I thought his name was Richie because I knew him for years before I ever worked for him. And now here's the thing. Every Wednesday, this is the truth. And I have the proof. I sent it to Opie.
Can you stop for a second?
Yeah, go ahead.
This guy, same guy, says, Ron is the never-ending storyteller.
The Never-Ending Story is a very good movie.
I'm actually into this. So you had 8-hour shifts. Now, what was your percentage?
Oh, no, no, no. It doesn't work like that. It's literally, so it was, it's just $15 cash under the table.
You're making $15 an hour?
Worst drug dealer in the world.
That's 10 years ago. But he kept saying, you're making a lot of money because there's no taxes. He said that to me.
Oh, you mean I can't file?
No. But however,
why wouldn't you get a cut? You would get $15 an hour. You know, could work at McDonald's.
Nah, you know who's cheaper than the Jews? The Chinese, dude. Fuck that. I never got a bonus. I never got
no bonus. Nothing. Did they throw a Christmas party?
So once a week. By the way, here's my bonus. This is the truth. Once a week.
For your own beer.
Yeah. Once a week, I was able to take one $50 container for me. That was it.
Dude, they were taking advantage of you for real. You had to work an 8-hour shift and you were making $15 an hour?
Cash under the table.
But with all that risk, that's crazy.
You really have to hammer that one home.
Right.
I was eating shirts.
Why weren't you just a bartender?
Is it on your LinkedIn?
You would have made more money as a bartender.
Can I tell you something? Like, there's a freedom to it. Like, you're on your own.
You think?
You know what I mean? You're by yourself. There's no one biting on you. I don't know. So... Every Wednesday, I would go to the Colbert Report on the West Side. I think it was in the
50s. Wait, what?
I'm the guy. Every Wednesday, I'm going to the Colbert Report. So
allegedly,
and
I have the proof. So let me tell you what happened.
He has the proof. Holy shit! He ain't messing
get
around.
Get an order, so right, bring it down here.
When I'm a couple blocks away.
How many years ago was this?
Last week.
Because I'm still trying to get on the Colbert show.
Well, if you looked at the dates, I think it was about 10 years ago.
All right. So 10 years ago, every Wednesday you were at the Colbert show?
About 10 years ago. I have all like – you have to go through security. You have to wear like the Colbert lamination. I have all that on my wall. When a girl comes over, I'm like, hey, I used to do the Colbert show. I used to do that show. So I'm just showing like that's some of my –
Wait, he's got proof today.
I got
so these are laminates from the Colbert show.
Right, right. Like you believe me, you can't walk in without a name tag.
Ronald,
you have to go through security.
Ronald.
Yeah. So this means you had sex with a girl once?
No, not yet.
So you go there.
Okay, so I call.
Wait, how many people needed your service?
Dude, I'm selling 24 little canisters. They're buying $1,200 every Wednesday.
And you get $15 an hour.
They
tipped me.
But no one there was on to something was weird going on.
So here's how it worked. And I was nervous about it as well. I was like, man, am I going to get in trouble here?
Right.
So a couple blocks away, I call him. I'm like, yo, I'm a couple blocks away. And then he tells the guy to meet me outside, one of the writers. Mm-hmm. Then the writer takes me in. And then I have to go through security. And have to show ID.
Product on you?
Well, they're not looking in the bag. The reason is they're not looking in the bag.
Most security guys do look in the bag.
Dude, they're not looking in the bag because I'm one of the head writers is bringing me in.
Okay.
And he says, this is Ron. He's a writer. Like, they're literally calling me a writer. They're not like, hey, this is Ron, one of the.
Did it say it on that picture?
So then.
Oh, my God.
Then we literally go down like two levels. And while I'm. Going down two levels, you can see on the monitors. There's Stephen Colbert, like they're shooting live, like he's on stage. That's why they did it because Stephen can't be around.
Right.
So I'm not joking.
They're making sure he's busy far doing
something. Okay. It can only happen when he's literally on stage.
Okay.
So by the way, I wouldn't be able to like exit by myself. It's like a labyrinth. Boom, 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 boom. We down the basement. And it's all writers. It's all like they all have their cubicles. They're buying a lot of weed. Their favorite was Girl Scout cookie. Girl Scout cookie is delicious.
What? What makes it so delicious?
Oh, because you're so high.
Oh, really?
So I said, this is true. I said to the writer, I'm like, hey, does Steven smoke? Does he know about this? And he's like, oh, no. He said to me, he's like, no, he's by the book. He's straight laced. I'm like, so Steven doesn't smoke. My question was, I said, does Stephen smoke? And he's like, no, absolutely not. And the reason I don't sell weed anymore is because I got arrested because they thought I was a heroin kingpin.
wait, what?
I feel like I keep touching your ass by accident. Yeah, it's my hand. Yeah.
Okay. Oh shit. Uh oh. We're getting close.
Oh, we're getting there.
Oh my. Wait. Where what number were we at?
We were at 65.
I want to try the Chimay.
Blind Bernard, 1999. Let's call it 20. So now we're up to $85. Cheers to Opie, Matt, Scott, and Ronnie. Right the fuck out.
Getting there. Awesome.
Thank you, Brian Bernard.
Quick, all the way shut out it there, off.
On Long Island.
But Ronnie's thirsty.
When you coming back, Brian? We got to have a beer proper here. Get pots.
All right.
As
so,
you wish. So 40 hours a week. Not making much money. They took advantage of you.
Well, hold on. What's 40 times 15?
Dude, like, you were dealing pot. You should have been making way more than $15 an hour.
I did.
That. Am I right?
Yeah, way right.
How many stops a day on average?
10. Sometimes it'd be 30. Sometimes it'd be so busy he'd have to actually like pick me up in the car, and we were like doing deliveries in the car.
You just say car first.
Yeah, I didn't like
car.
It.
He said car first, then he said
but then he corrected it. Ah, he said it right.
Yeah.
I
want people to make think that I'm from Boston.
Now says my agent is like, she hates it. She wants me to lose it completely. So
that ain't happening, Ron. You're
can we meet her?
Huh? You met her.
I said, can we meet her?
Oh, she's badass. Yeah, yeah. She's way better than him.
So the day I got arrested.
No, not at all.
He's used to it.
All right, please. It literally bounced off me.
Honestly, Ron, you wouldn't be here if I didn't think you were good. Oh, why did I have to say that?
Oh, I don't like
the compliment.
I hate
compliments. My mom never complimented me.
Oh, my God. Guys getting emotional in the basement.
Yeah, right in your freaking tandem bike.
I swear to God.
Oh, wait. We got we got another $2. Mike Bergen Jr.
Mike Bergen Jr.
And he's not upstairs, is he?
No, he blew us off his... I don't care. His son's playing the championship. You should have been here, Mike.
Loser.
Again, Ron.
Thanks for the $2.
Oh, here's Ron. Get to the point. The story has no sense.
Okay, so here. So listen.
That's why we're weaving with other stuff, by the way.
The day I got arrested, I remember distinctively on the train. By the way, it was so Lower East Side. I think it was like below the bridge. It was all Orthodox Jews. Do you know where I'm talking about, Lower East Side?
I know. God, no.
It was so Lower East Side.
Look at me. You think I know what Orthodox Jews?
I don't know. It was all Orthodox Jews. On the way there, there was a black guy. First time I ever saw it.
Well, you're from Boston. Masturbating. You definitely never saw a black guy.
He was masturbating.
When was the first time you saw a black guy being from Boston? 35?
When I moved to New York.
Why are you still a virgin? One giant coconut ball with a little
with one hair.
Because no one looks
you
up
look
to
like
my mother.
World War II bomb.
They scared of the Hebrew hammer.
I'm going back in the room, boys.
I messed up the line. I was so confident, and then let me get this out. All right, go ahead, Ron. Sorry.
So the reason I remember the black guy messing with the subway because I was on my way to this stop where I got arrested. Lower East Side, and the intercom doesn't work. So the guy, my boss, goes, call me when you're a couple blocks away, and I'll tell him to come down.
Okay.
I go. So I'm a couple blocks away. I'm like, yo, I'm a couple blocks away. All right. Wait like a minute and go. There's no one there. Like, I'm in front of the building. I'm like, so I'm pacing a little bit. And I'm like, it's not a good idea to be hanging in front of a building when you have drugs on them.
Can we stop your story again, Ron?
Yes!
Because you're a comedian. You can go with anything. Apostrophe 65. Why is Ron wearing a 1970s bank robber's costume?
Yeah!
Killer!
This is a stick-up, boys!
I love doing this. It's just so stupid. Everything is just so stupid.
Put the money in the bag, boys!
I should make stupid money doing this. This is stupid. Yeah. All right, go ahead. Sorry, Ron. So you knew something was up?
Okay, no.
You're outside
like,
the building. No one's coming out.
Right, so I'm like, right. Dude, you got to be careful. By the way, like no, but like they take it seriously. Like, Ron, always when you're on the block, before you continue, always look. Blah, blah, blah. If you don't feel comfortable, don't do it.
And make sure you look for Jenny.
So I go back around the corner. I'm like,
Jenny on the block?
I was thinking Forrest Gump.
That reference completely failed.
Just run! Yeah.
Right to Jenny Craig.
Oh, I'm pulling back muscles. I'm swinging so hard just to help this stupid story along. I hope you appreciate it. I look like an idiot because I'm swinging so hard.
We're bicycling. So I go back around. I'm like, hey, he's not there. And he's like, oh, hold on. Then he calls me back. He goes, okay, he's coming down. Wait a minute. I go back. There's no one fucking there. And I'm like, oh, okay. I'm getting nervous now.
Oh, shit.
I go back. I'm like, yo, he's not there. Hold on. Calls me back. He goes, okay, he's actually outside right now. So now it's like three times. I go back. He's there. This fucking young Asian kid. I'm there like 5 minutes. I sell him weed. And this is where it gets fucking crazy.
This is the good part. This is the fun. All right. This is what we've all been waiting for. Let's go. Get it.
Does anyone want to take a pee break first?
40 minutes later and losing half the audience. What happened, Ron?
So I'm now coming down and I exit the doors and there's a bus stop. And because I have my next stop is I have to go back up to 14th Street, like Alphabet City, 14th Street.
Jesus.
I start walking towards the bus stop, dude, and this fucking unmarked car speeds towards me. And I'm like, oh, my God, I'm going to be run over. And, like, fucking pulls up right beside me. And the two fucking doors open in the back, and two guys jump out and grab me. And at first, I'm like, I'm being robbed. But they weren't. They were undercover cops. The first fucking thing he says to me goes, no, he said, no. He says,
you know how to edit a story?
Good night, everybody. So he says to me, what's in the bag?
Oh, shit.
And I said, what do you mean? It's heroin. We know it's heroin. I'm like, I don't have heroin in the bag. He goes, so what do you have in the bag? I'm like, it's just weed.
Ah, gotcha.
And he goes, so you don't have heroin? I'm like, I don't have heroin. He goes, do you have weapons on you? I'm like, I don't have weapons. He goes, do you have any narcotics on you? I'm like, no.
Just weed.
I'm just literally selling weed. God. And literally, the two guys go, like, you could almost hear him go, fuck. It turns out.
Nobody's happy there was to see a.
It turns out there's a heroin drug mill in that fucking building. Damn. And it was a sting operation. They see me coming and going through times. And then you see an Asian guy come. Retrieve me. They blew the fucking cover. Now here's where they here.
Oh my God.
This is why all charges were dropped. They did something very illegal. I'm handcuffed and they go, let's go. You're gonna take us where you just came from. It's like you're gonna show us the apartment. That's illegal. You cannot take a suspect handcuffed into a crime scene. So they really think they did it. They got the case. Big heroin deal.
Right.
Knock on the door. It's just this fucking pimply-faced Chinese kid buying fucking weed so we can play his fucking video games.
Oh, my
God. So now I go back to the precinct, and I'm like, listen, guys, I'm actually a pretty educated guy. I'm pretty sure you cannot take a handcuffed suspect into a crime scene. Like, you put my life at risk. And he must have been the head detective. He literally put his hand like this. And he went,
oh, my God.
Like, I could have got that. But serious. By the way, they're in trouble not only for that. They're in trouble because they blew their cover.
Right.
So he goes to me. I have to go. They can't release me. I have to go through the tombs. I have to go through the system. And he said to me, we're going to highly recommend to the public defender that all charges are dropped because you were very helpful. And you're going to get all your – dude, I had like $1,700 in cash on.
They gave you your money back?
Yes.
No way.
They gave me my cash, and they gave me my phone back. They were going to get my phone back. They were going to keep both phones, and I said, that phone is mine. That phone is his. I'm in the tombs. Dude, 36 hours, I'm the only white guy in the tombs. It's all black and Puerto Rican. They all think I'm an undercover cop. I think apparently it's legal. There can be spotters in these cages. So, like, you know, so you can incriminate yourself.
They're going to babble about all the shit.
Right. So, dude, everyone was like, dude, I was like the mafia guy. No, the only white guy. Then I, you know, 36 hours, start talking to people, and I'm like, yeah, they thought I was some heroin kingpin. Everyone was like, ooh.
Why, if they knew they effed up, do they leave you there for 36
that's
hours?
That's out of their control. Like, they, that's it. Like, but they said, I have to be run through the system.
So you didn't have to toss anyone salad or anything like that? You were good? Is that where you
they didn't serve salad. Dude, I was there.
You got to go find it. You got to go find your own
I was
salad.
There for 2 days. I'm just going to show up. I lived off of two pieces of white bread. You had two choices. Two pieces of white bread with one slice of cheese with mustard.
Sounds good.
Or PB&J. And they gave you the only thing to drink.
PB&J. Yep. Oh, my God.
I ate that for 2 days straight.
No bread. Hold the bread. No. I just want the PB.
And the milk. And the truth is, the milk was sour.
Oh, the milk was sour.
And you
had
to shake it once.
Yeah.
That's why he didn't swallow.
I remember one guy sleeping underneath. So there's a bench. And so there's guy sitting on top of him, like on top of the bench. There's a guy sleeping underneath the bench with fucking roaches coming in and out of him.
Oh, my God.
And here's my scary prison story. So you ever been in the tombs?
Like, no, Ron.
It's like giant cages.
We're
so,
not degenerates
you. Know,
like
you know, there's 20, 30. By the way, in a week
either
or two. So it was like, it was, you know, full capacity.
I was a temp for hire when I needed money,
now,
Ron.
When you're in
searching
one,
out Chinese guys.
When you're in one cage, you can see like the cage. You can see the cage across from me, right, with other guys. The guy in the other cage starts getting into it with the guy in my cage. Like, yo, what the fuck you looking at? No, fuck you.
I'm in these bars.
You know what I mean? Yo, fuck you, motherfucker. What the fuck you looking at? Right? So the guy in the other cage, I'm not joking, like, stereotypical, like, prison terror. He looked like Clubber Lang. He looked like Mr. T, but like, Clubber Lang, like, I'm one of the scariest black men I've ever seen in my life. And he literally said to the guy in my cage.
All I know is I wish I was in the tombs right now.
Yes. Right.
A field trip.
And I'm tagging my brother. He writes, please hit him with an empty keg. So it runs in the family, Rod. I'm sorry.
So
we all hate
so,
you.
So the guy.
We all hate you.
Let me finish the story before I forget.
Sure, go ahead.
Yeah, you'll forget.
So the guy in the other cage says to the guy in my cage, yo, motherfucker, I'll catch you on the prison yard.
Oh, damn.
And I'm going to fucking kill you.
Oh, damn.
And I'm like, oh, this is like too much real. This is like too much real life.
Right.
I was like, you know, I'm a cop, everybody. No. So he literally, is like, I'll catch you in the prison yard, motherfucker. No, he said, you better hope I don't catch you in the prison yard because I'm going to fucking kill
you.
Was
there a prison yard at the time?
No, but I'm saying everyone's getting arrested. Like these.
This is
what he said. It put a chill in me. He goes, I already got two murders pending over me. One more is not going to matter, motherfucker. You're dead. Like they took this guy and put him in a separate cell by himself.
Right.
To cool him off.
It's fine. Why he did it.
Now. No, this guy's scary, bro. By the way, he got released, and they thought he did two more murders while he got released, so that's why he was back.
Oh, Jesus.
So, no, he was in prison for 17 years, got released.
And we've been in prison for 40 minutes.
And they think the two murders were revenge murders. Like, this guy's, like, the real deal. Now, here's the symmetry. Here's, long story short, 36 hours.
Thank God. Thank God.
36 hours later, I go downstairs to meet my public defender. It's my time, finally. The public defender goes, I'll never forget the words. She goes, well, Mr. Berman, this is your lucky day. And I'm like, what's lucky about it? She goes, all charges have been dropped by the recommendation of the arresting officers. You're free to go. Like, you don't even have to go see a judge. By the way, it was the best prison diet. Dude, I lost a lot of weight. Dude, I had a few. Dude, it was like the best diet I've ever been on.
So you leave this situation, and then do you decide?
Oh, I was.
And I don't want a long answer. I'm scared to ask a question.
About a severance package.
No, seriously. After that incident, you were like, I'm done?
No.
You went back?
No, I'm going to tell you. They told you, if you ever get arrested, you're done.
Don't stop interrupting. Like he's about to get there.
Yeah, right, no, but I'm saying, if you ever get arrested, that's it. We cut ties and blah, blah, blah.
Oh, they cut ties on
they
you.
They cut ties. They don't want it. So can you imagine?
So like, you were willing to go back into
the... Dude, they were panicking. Like, where the fuck's Ron? Like, he's got all the drugs and money on him. Where is Ron?
So you don't have to give your 2 weeks or anything like that?
Dude, they're calling my cousin. Yo, we can't find Ron.
You didn't have an exit interview.
Put him on as a reference.
You weren't able to get
an exit interview, like in the NFL?
You weren't able to get your box with the plant.
Yeah. The box. Go down the elevator all alone.
Right. I'll tell you, this is what I learned doing this for 3 years. On weekends, if you're getting a late-night order for weed, it's because they're all doing coke and they want to smooth it out. Late night, Friday, Saturday nights doing this? Dude, I'm telling you, I saw everything. Like, girls topless, they don't care. Like, I've been I was propositioned. But sure. I'm saving myself.
Right, man. Jesus, that's a hell of a story for real. And what was your next job after that?
I went back to waiting tables.
You went, all right.
No, but by the way, I would have gone back.
What'd you say?
Staples.
No, by the way, I would have gone back and
for 14 an
hour. Richie the head guy called me up and was like grilling me. Do they have my license plate number? Do they have my name?
Sure.
And I'm like, I said, Richie, once they found out I wasn't the heroin dealer, they didn't give a fuck. They showed me Asian guys who were heroin dealers. I said, I didn't. That's all they did. And I said, Richie, they never asked for your license plate. Once they realized they blew the cover, they didn't care. He didn't believe me, by the way.
I know how you got out of the tombs. You talked your way out of it, didn't you? And then my mom.
Get this guy out of here.
She's a lesbian and married a Kennedy.
Help!
Oh, my God. Release this guy.
Third generation.
That's actually a really good story. Unfortunately, we lost our audience, and we're not going to hit 100.
Yeah. What?
We're
good job, Ron.
If we hit $100, let me show the bottle again for an incentive.
Light switch right there on the left.
I'm actually going to get an edible.
That way you don't get
You're going to get an edible.
No, I'm good.
We're good, Ron.
You want a piece?
No, I don't want a piece. I'm a father with two kids that want me home right now.
Did you listen to any of that? There were a few parts of it that I tuned into.
Know what I learned today? I absolutely don't have ADHD.
Really?
I learned that today. You learn something every day.
He just ran off again.
Yeah, he ran off. He's probably, you know what he's doing. He's stealing something of yours.
I know. All right. I know. There's nothing good down here.
Do you got security cameras down here? Hopefully. Okay, good.
Yeah. I got one in the murder room.
All right, good. Jennifer Ferris, you should be paying us for listening to that. That GD, what's GD mean?
Goddamn.
That. All right. Yeah. Oh, Ron, sure. Yeah, the prison story wasn't good enough.
Ronnie wants a drink.
Go buy one because we didn't get our $100. I think we're like, what, $10? We're about $10 short.
Come on.
$10.
Sorry. I put this on for $10.
No, sorry, Ron. Sorry. Maybe you didn't. Ron was in jail. Yes, he was. Is that what you got out of that? Yes, he was.
Pretty much all we got.
We have that in common.
Even chilled. It's the temperature.
It's a perfect temperature and everything, but we're $10 short.
Come on.
I'm sorry.
Can we have a Christmas miracle, please?
A Christmas miracle? It's leap day. Is anyone else annoyed by leap day?
What does that
mean? Does anybody know?
What does that mean if it's
your birthday, really?
What does that mean if it's your birthday?
It means you're like four.
So stupid.
You're like 4 or 8 or something. My kids actually have one of their teachers is leap year baby.
So
and he does the jokes.
They love that.
I'm 12.
They love it.
I'm 12 today. Oh, shut up. How about this? How about this? If you have a real job, you work for free today.
Yeah, exactly.
Figure it out. Do the math. You work for free.
That idea.
Oh, yeah. That's good for you. You're an owner.
I'll tell him tomorrow.
That's why I left work early.
Now my brother's writing, effing A, now he's carrot
top. Is that carrot flop?
Just in case if you're wondering if it runs in the family, that's my brother, and he's way more brutal than me. He'll take a crowbar to your head, no problem, and then hide in the woods for 2 days. What? I don't know. I just made that up. Scott.
That was a lot better than Ron's story.
Tell that story.
It's not a real story.
Let Ron tell that story.
I made that up. I made
adapt
that up.
It.
We'll be here till next Tuesday.
I make up stuff.
Apparently, I think Ron does too.
No, I believe Ron's story. No, Ron's a very funny comedian. Oh. You wouldn't know that here today. But, no. What do you mean you you hid in the woods for 2 days. Oh, sorry. All right, I guess we're going to put this bottle
no.
back. We're going to put this bottle back. Here, Scott.
It'll be right here waiting for us. Oh.
Thanks, guys.
We were $10 away from opening that bad boy up. Sorry, we're putting it back.
What's wrong with people?
We're putting it back, and as we were going to...
No one has Christmas spirit.
Matt was going to talk about banging his host mom as we drank some Belgian...
Didn't agree to it, but I would have.
You would have.
It was going to come out anyway.
Oh, people are going, OS, the wig, LOL. That's Hacks. What's up, Hacks? I like the wig.
I hope that hurts like hell.
I'm getting a cramp.
I hope that hurts.
All right, get up. Ron,
I'm getting a cramp in my hip from this. I'm going to
get up, Macy Gray. Get up, Macy Gray. No.
Macy Gray.
Thank you.
That's good.
Make me sit there on that line.
Dude, these don't fuck your hips.
What? No, my hips are.
No, well, I worked out.
My hips are in fuck shape.
Ron, you were in the tomb.
Yeah, Ron, we don't have girl hips, Ron. You can sit like gentlemen.
Dude, I have birthing hips. I do. Look at me.
You have birthing hips?
Yeah, look at that.
Birthing hips.
All right.
I'm not petite.
Yeah, Ron's story dries up. And donations. Your story did dry up our donations, Ron.
Yeah.
It really did. I said Macy Gray,
you
right?
Did, yeah.
Okay, I didn't.
Yeah.
All right.
Macy Gay. That's what that says.
Oh, is that Joe Dale? Did I miss the R? Okay, all right.
Thinking of you, babe.
Look at me.
Macy Gay.
What is Ron doing?
I'm trying to settle in.
He's smelling his ass now? What the fuck?
Here's the thing. You have to
hit. Did you just give me a hickey? What was that? All right, listen. I got to be real for a second. No kidding aside, thank you very much. I mean, we're going to drink it anyway, but thank you very much.
Is that a champagne?
I asked for $100 today. Look, we don't make any money doing this. Matt fucking pays for the party every week. If you want to, no, we try to do the right thing. But anyway.
We try.
But thank you for the $100 today. We're going to open this up.
Not going to hurt you.
No, but do it.
So, listen, if you're just tuning in, Ron,
you know how to
we
do it?
Gave you 80 minutes.
Hey, look at that. That's not gone.
Listen.
80 minutes for nothing.
So we're in the basement of Gephardt's on the Upper West Side. This is Gephardt's Beer Culture. Matt has another joint called just Beer Culture on 45th between 8th and 9th. Both joints are awesome.
That's a nice color.
We're in the basement because he's got – is the crowd good upstairs?
Yeah, it's getting better.
Not bad, right? So we decided to do it in the basement today. What else was I going to say? Oh, Matt collects a lot of really cool beers. We're actually opening up some that's like 14 years old.
Yeah, this one's old.
Sir. Is it 14?
Is it 14? It says 2010 on the bottle.
Is it possible it could be skunked?
Yep.
Oh, it is.
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, but it's right on.
No,
it's a sour beer.
Should we smell like that?
Wait, no.
I promise.
No, don't drink it yet. A couple things.
Vinegar.
It smells vinegary, which I think I'm going to like.
Balsamic.
Could you explain this again for real?
All right. So this is the Rodenbach vintage, but the classic Rodenbach.
What is a Rodenbach?
Rodenbach is the brewery. No, Belgian.
Where are they from? They're from Belgium?
They're from Belgium. Rosselaar, Belgium.
Okay.
And it's a Flemish sour red ale that gets aged in oak for 18 months. Wow.
Can I ask the dumb question?
Yep.
Red because of possibly red wine vinegar or no?
No. No, okay. Red because of the inside of the oak that it's aged in.
Gotcha.
It's charred oak. It's charred oak.
But I smell the red vinegar comes out.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's it because it's basically an infection. Honestly, like when you make a sour beer.
Yeast. Oh, God, I can make some wine.
It's a yeast infection.
It is. It is.
Oh, you got to go there, Ron.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, I know enough that you're supposed to drink this out of like a goblet, like a wine glass.
This one's a flute. Yeah.
A flute.
Like
you're not supposed to drink
flute.
It out of it.
Cheers.
For real?
For the aroma. Am I right?
But would most people notice that?
Well, I mean, it helps. Yeah, it helps. And in Belgium, it's always served in the right glass.
Correct.
It's a pride thing. Oh, boy. That's tart.
Ooh,
a little sweet and vinegary.
Yeah.
It's as good a salad dressing as it is a beer.
Yes.
I'm not even joking. No shit, Ope. You've never made a joke. Shut up. I read your shit. Shut your mouth.
You don't have to type it now.
Yeah.
I would easily put this on a Greek salad.
I'd be
very happy. With a little olive oil, right?
Or just some feta floating in your glass.
Yeah.
It's not bad, though.
Goodness, with feta.
You know what? This paired with a nice feta cheese would be wonderful. Really? Am I right? Little black olive?
You know what? You're absolutely right.
Huh? I pair this with feta.
Oh, ATF Media. This is awesome. Thank you. We do this like we have a lot of fun doing these. I hope more people check them out.
I feel like this is good for the digestion.
Yeah.
Because apple cider is very
good. Tell us tomorrow what you think about that.
I had a shitty day, too.
Ba-da-boom.
Literally?
Worse than...
Not literally, but... No, I woke up this morning incredibly dizzy and lightheaded and nauseous. Like, I wanted to puke. And then I went and did my laps. I've been swimming a lot in my building. But make sure you sign up. I know she didn't sign up. Shut up. $6,000 a month. I'm going to swim in the pool whenever I want. And then I'm in the pool, and I'm incredibly nauseous trying to do my laps. And I notice... The pool waves. I was the only one in the pool.
Oh, that guy?
No, yeah, but I'm the only guy in the pool. That should not be happening. Long story short,
this is how you do it.
Thank you, Matt. Cheers. I even have time to cheer.
Matt, thank you for waking me up.
Look, I can stretch out my hands. Look at all the time I got to talk.
Story, you do aerobics in here.
Long story short, it's so fucking windy in New York. My building was swaying. I got motion sickness. It's only happened. This is the second time. The other time was Superstorm Sandy. The building is swaying. So it was
the building knocking the water around, not your man boots.
Yeah, but not my man boots. But
they're floating up the side underneath his armpits.
Yeah, those are my flotation devices.
They're swimmies.
But the pool's on the bottom floor, but we have a fake road in front of our building, meaning it's a floating road. So the building actually goes down another 60, 80 feet. So the fucking pool, that's how windy it's been in New York. There's waves in our stupid pool. And then 500 feet above the streets, that building was swaying. And I checked in with my family. They were pretty much feeling the same shit.
Obi, can I ask you a serious question?
Sure.
How many times have you peed in the pool?
That day.
Come on.
No, I mean, when I'm doing laps, no. But I pee, really? I pee in pools.
Like, even adults, just, kids,
I stand right next to him and just
pee.
Like, right. It doesn't matter how old you are.
At the polar plunge,
I never swim, but I just pee right in the pool.
You want to know my best pooping in a pool story?
Yes.
Caddyshack?
Yeah. Anything's better than Rob's story.
Well, I'm in Turks and Caicos. Me, my wife, and my very young, I'll just say kid. And this kid of mine had a diaper on, and he was swimming in the pool, and just
boom,
explosive!
Oh, really?
Like in the tubes?
And it's a fancy place.
It was
Grace Bay Club. Shout out Grace Bay Club, Turks and Caicos.
And, oh, so you're like, the one.
Can you see it? Can you see the brown in the pool?
No, it was stringy like roast beef. It was everywhere. It was everywhere.
Hold on. Was there other people in the water?
People in the water.
Oh!
No, exclusive resort. So maybe. I don't remember anymore, but less than 10 people. But I'm like, man, this ain't good.
Like, are people screaming and
no one else knows.
Because my backstroke spitting the water up in the air.
No one else sees this.
Whoa.
I'm like,
all right.
Looking around.
Let's go to the room.
And then I'm about,
get over here.
And I'm about to like get my wife because she's the logical one.
Yeah.
What do we do here, you know? And I'm getting ready to get out of the pool, and I look around. I'm like, I don't see anything anymore. I think we're good.
Perfect.
So I went with I think we're good. And that was it.
I think we're good.
I guess the next question is.
I was very surprised, though. I'm like, wait, like 5 minutes ago, this was a bad scene. I think we should wrap up. My friend,
let's wrap it up.
Well, then.
And Ron,
cheers.
I'm going back in.
Are you going to go?
Bye, everybody!
Wait, you got a plug, Ron? You're going to get at least 2 followers.
Guys, here's the truth. Please follow me on Instagram. It's Ron Berman Comedy. And I'm single, girls!
No shit.
You are single, girls.
Yes, you are.
Holler at your boys.
Scott, all the single ladies.
Scott, get your ass back in the murder
room. Yeah, go back in the murder room dramatically. Take your vinegar.
Until next time, I'm going back in.